welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants in today's call do have a listen-only line. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to call over to Mr. Josh Lamont. You may begin, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to start with comments and an announcement from the Acting Secretary of Labor, Seth Harris. We're joined by Vita Shook, International President of the Association of Flight Attendants. After their remarks, we'll open up to questions. To begin, Secretary Harris.
Good afternoon, and thank you to everyone on the call for joining us today. My name is Seth Harris, and I'm the Acting Secretary of Labor. I'm joined today by Vita Shook, who is the International President of the Association of Flight Attendants, as well as staff and leadership from the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division. Yesterday, the Labor Department, along with President Clinton and other special guests, celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Family and Medical Leave Act. The FMLA codified a simple and fundamental principle. Workers should not have to choose between the job they need and the family members they love and who need their care. As many of you know, the FMLA requires covered employers to provide job-protected unpaid leave of up to 12 weeks for qualified medical and family reasons. Since its enactment, the FMLA has been used over 100 million times by workers managing challenging personal circumstances, all at little cost to their employers and with little disruption in the workplace. In the last year alone, 10 million workers took advantage of the job-protected leave guaranteed by the FMLA. Throughout the week, we're commemorating what we accomplished 20 years ago, assessing the progress we've made since, and ensuring this landmark law achieves what Congress intended into the future. But we're doing more than celebrating the law. We're also using this week to announce some important findings from our 2012 survey and to announce the final rule that is the principal subject of this call. First, the survey. The Labor Department's survey, which was conducted for us by Apt Associates, found that employers gave the FMLA the same high marks workers gave it. This law isn't controversial anymore. The FMLA is ordinary business for America's workers and their employers. 85% of covered employers reported that complying with the FMLA was somewhat easy or very easy or had no noticeable effect on their businesses. Administering the law has also gotten easier, employers told us. 9 out of 10 covered employers told us that the law either had no effect or positive effects on their businesses by reducing absenteeism and turnover and improving employee morale. You can find the full survey and a summary of the survey on the Labor Department's website at www.dol.gov/WHD/FMLA/survey. Yesterday, we also announced a final rule that will assure that airline flight crew employees have a fair opportunity to benefit from the Family and Medical Leave Act. For far too long, flight attendants and pilots have been unable to easily take advantage of FMLA benefits. Much of their time on the job is spent between flights, on overnights and layovers, or on reserve status, waiting to be called for duty. Airlines count these hours when they calculate a normal full-time working schedule, but the FMLA requires 1,250 hours of work in a year in order for an employee to be eligible. And unfortunately, courts have held that these airline crew hours that count towards a normal working week do not count towards FMLA eligibility thresholds. Now, that's left flight crew employees without FMLA coverage in some cases, even though Congress intended that the FMLA cover these workers. The final rule announced yesterday will help flight crew employees tend to their loved ones and to their own health conditions without worrying about losing their jobs or their benefits. Specifically, the regulation implements a new minimum hours of service eligibility requirement for airline flight crews that recognizes the special circumstances in this important industry. Under the rule, airline flight crew employees will meet the hours of service eligibility requirement in the FMLA if they have worked or been paid for no less than 504 hours, that's 504 hours, during the 12 months prior to their leave, and if they have worked or been paid for no less than 60% of the applicable total monthly guarantee. Now, let me explain what applicable total monthly guarantee means. Flight crews are typically guaranteed by their employers a minimum number of hours or an amount of pay per month, and that's what we mean by the total monthly guarantee. So 504 hours during the 12 months prior to the leave and 60% of the total monthly guarantee in order for flight crew employees to be eligible under the law. This rule ensures that a flight attendant can now spend up to 12 weeks caring for her newborn or newly adopted child, and that a pilot can take time off to tend to an ailing spouse or an elderly parent or a child with a disability. Now, here's the last thing I'd like to say before I turn it over to President Shook. In 1993, the FMLA had entrenched opponents. They proclaimed the FMLA bad for business and a cynical election year ploy. Those are actual quotes from that time. Editorials attacked it as a disincentive to hire, a sham, and they even called it anti-family. Some predicted economic disaster, companies driven out of business, and massive fraud and abuse by employees. These same reflexive attacks on workplace regulation can be heard today. It's job killing. It won't work. It's a giveaway to irresponsible workers. But we've seen that the opponents of the FMLA were wrong. American workers, American business, the American economy, and I would argue American families are all stronger today because of the Family and Medical Leave Act. With the announcement of today's airline flight crew employee final rule, we assure that those protections are extended to those who keep our skies friendly and, most importantly, safe. Thank you again to all of you for joining today's call. Let me now turn you over to President Vita Shook of the Association of Flight Attendants.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and I want to begin by thanking the administration and thanking the Department of Labor for moving forward on these important issues. I want to also give praise for the work done to help the military caregivers. It's essential. Speaking from a flight attendant perspective, military personnel are our most treasured passengers, and we thank them for their service, and we respect that the DOL and the administration recognize the importance of families being able to care for injured soldiers when they come home. So we're very grateful for that. On a personal note, I want to recognize that it has been 20 years since the passage of this landmark legislation. And I also want to recognize comments that President Clinton made yesterday in speaking to the fact that a law is not a monument, but it's rather a moment that can capture the best and the most in that period of time, but it should and must evolve over time as well. And this inclusion of being able to include airline crew members who, just by virtue of the nature of the industry, were unfortunately disallowed from being able to avail themselves of the important family and medical leave protections can now be included, and we're very grateful for that 20 years later. I also want to acknowledge that President Clinton did say yesterday in telling a story, his first story was about a flight attendant, and he had met her when he was traveling, and she had come to him after he'd left office suggesting how important that legislation was to her family. Now, I must recognize that she had protection through her collective bargaining agreement that recognized in her contract that crew members did not actually have the hours qualified under the interpretation of FMLA at the time. Nonetheless, what she shared with President Clinton was that she had one parent dying of cancer, the other parent suffering from Alzheimer's, and it was up to her and her sister to care for those parents. And without FMLA protections, she would not be able to care for her parents. She would not be able to provide them that dignity, and that it is a family value in how we care for our aging parents. So when he tells that story, it's also in the context, and I thank the Secretary and I thank President Obama as well, that there's you gave statistics on the amount of FMLA incidents and that there is a story behind every one of those. I know as a union representative that I have represented workers that without those legal protections would not be employed today. It's important that we provide for that employment, that you don't have to choose between your health or your employment. You don't have to choose between your work or caring for a family member. You don't have to choose between work and bearing a child. So for all of those aspects, it's critically important. And from a personal perspective, I'm a working mother of two. Without those protections, I would not have been able to take the needed time off to deliver my children and also to nurse and care for them at their most needed time. So we're incredibly grateful, and I want to acknowledge that on behalf of over 100,000 crew members, flight attendants, and pilots across the United States, that we are grateful for this expansion and inclusion of crew members into the Family Medical Leave Act. I want to thank the Department of Labor, and I also want to thank the industry through the collaboration in this process of feedback from our airlines and also from our work groups. The Department of Labor was able to take that feedback and come back with a policy that speaks to and recognizes how our schedules are built. For example, we typically hear in FMLA about a work week. Flight attendants don't have their schedules assigned by the week. We bid and hold schedules by the month. So it was important to hear from industry and from work groups alike to come back with the rule that spoke to the environment in which we work. So I want to thank you all for the opportunity today, and thank you.
With that, we'll turn it back over for questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would, one moment, please. Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Our first question is from Annette Falconer. Your line is now open.
Hey, thank you. I'm here in Tyler, Texas. We don't have a lot of flight attendants that we're going to be covering this in the news, but we have a lot of veterans. And I noticed in the press release you said that you're going to the first expansion is going to provide families of eligible veterans with the same job-protected FMLA. So can you give the detail of how this benefits veterans?
As part of this rulemaking that included the extension of these FMLA benefits to flight crews, there was included in as well a expansion of the leave available to military families who are caregivers of injured service members and veterans. Essentially, what we've done is we've said that under circumstances in which there's a seriously injured or a serious illness in a military service member or veteran, the caregiver of that military service member or veteran has an entitlement of up to 26 weeks to care for that that veteran or service member. It's a dramatic expansion beyond the current FMLA 12-week entitlement under the normal FMLA standards. It provides that service member with access and veteran to access to a much more intense care from their caregivers during the time when they need it the most. And so we're very pleased about being able to extend these rights and to provide the service families who have sacrificed so much the ability to really care for these people when they come back from conflict.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from Andy Compart with Aviation Week. Your line is now open.
Hi. Could you, Vita, talk to me about whether there was any pushback from the industry or the airlines on this, and also like how often you expect this to come up among this number of crew? How often you expect this to be employed? If you have any idea.
Okay, so thank you for the question. There has not been pushback from the industry. They supplied comments as well that did not differ extremely widely from comments that our union submitted, for example. What I would like to acknowledge is that flight attendants and pilots are members of families, just like a cross-section of the rest of the population. So one would expect that the events would be mirror what they would in any other industry or any other workplace or work environment. So we have, working parents, we have adults that have aging parents, we have any of the issues that anyone else across the country would face. So, our industry does have quite a few carriers that are covered by union contracts, collective bargaining agreements, and in a lot of those cases, it's already been spelled out on a mirrored application of a family medical leave. And so we would not expect to see a significant spike in activity.
Hey, thanks.
And if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1.
All right, if there's no other questions, we can wrap up. Operator, no other questions?
No other questions, sir.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you. That does conclude today's call. You may disconnect at this time.